Friends, we are, Anya, are we going?
Yes.
Yeah. We're heading actually over to Randall's Island here in New York City, and the line is a bit scratchy, but you're very welcome, Tommy Fahey. How are you, sir?
Hi, Adrian. Thank you very much for having me on in this crazy times we're going through.
Yeah, that's for sure. As vice chairman of the New York Gaelic Athletic Association, normally at this time of the year, and in particular tomorrow, would have been an amazing and very special day in Gaelic Park here in the Bronx. Maybe you tell us about that.
Yes, yeah, it would have been just another historic day. All the players, our sports people and our supporters were really looking forward to this, but it wasn't to be based on the COVID-19. So I know that people are much more misfortunate than going through terrible times, but our people are missing that. But, you know, we have to move on with life and accept what's before us.
Tommy, I think a lot of people, a great number of people in our community are aware, very aware of the fact that none of us indeed are happy with the situation of the coronavirus, but that there is a tremendous need for financial assistance at this time for, you know, a great number of people who are desperately in need. People that never saw it coming or wouldn't see it coming, not that any of us did. But the Gaelic Athletic Association, one of a group of five organizations, GAA, United Irish Counties, the Ashling Irish Community Centre, New York Irish Centre, all now supporting and combining their efforts for Sláinte 2020. It's a great movement and one that, again, historically, I don't think any of us would ever imagine that there would be 1,000 kilometers, a 600-mile run that started this morning in Randall's Island, where you are now. Tell us about how that came about, and it seems like an astronomical undertaking.
Sure. Yeah, well, I'd like to add something to that, Adrian. Along with those five very important organizations who threw their weight behind this, we have the GAA at large, the New York Minor Board, and the Ladies Board are all in sync with this and a tremendous effort. And now the players and the management team, led by Jerry Fox, the manager, and his management team and the trainer, Johnny Glynn, all of those guys were out there today. Some of them actually were out after 12 o'clock last night because of commitments they had. They started their run, some of them, last night. It was just absolutely inspiring to see them fellas today, to see them running and doing what they have to do. For the people who know or people who don't know, we have a tremendous amount of young immigrants who are struggling at the moment. So that's what this is all about. I think we probably have close to $60,000 committed already, and they are coming in, and we need this money to support those people. Probably 85% of them have no or not entitled to any support from government funds.
No.
50% of them probably work in hospitality, so we all know they're going to be like last in line before they get back to work. So
yeah,
it is really an important function for this to be successful, as it is already. And I also want to mention our chair lady, Joan Hinchy, which is also a milestone for us here in New York, that she's the first chair lady of the New York board ever, which is unbelievable. So she's doing tremendous work, as she did for Secretary for the last couple of years. So I would like to mention that of Joan also. I'm happy to be the Vice Chair with her, and she's doing tremendous work behind the scene also.
It's, well, first of all, Joan is a dynamo, and that's an understatement, a great leader. And all of the Gaelic athletic, you know, participants and teams and the minors, the ladies, all in this effort. One of the, Tommy, I know you've been around no more than myself for a long time. We have not seen an organization where the powerhouse organizations, those who have a great track record, again, like the GAA, United Irish Counties, the Aisling, and the New York Irish Center and Emerald Isle. We have not seen this type of short notice, concerted effort for everybody to get together. And I think one of the things that we should acknowledge, Tommy, is that there was never a time when we didn't get any notice. This came on top of us, and it took the combined efforts of the organizations, and that's part of your, you know, a great part of the success of Sláinte.
Absolutely. We had no warning. Coronavirus didn't give us any warning either. So I think that's what showed the true strength of the Irish and the Irish immersion community to step up for this cause. And I just urge anybody who's out there to throw what they can behind the wheel for the team Sláinte. It's just a tremendous thing. It just shows what we're made of as Irish and Irish American people to step up for our cause. And it's true. Sometimes it takes a disaster for people to pay a little more attention. And I think this is now the time for them to step up and help out these young immigrants. We're all, you're an immigrant, I'm an immigrant, so there's thousands of us. We're less, you know, we're much more fortunate than those young people. So we need to be there for them and have their back.
The Gaelic Athletic Association indeed has a great history, and it represents the 32 counties of Ireland. It's been a great organization. It continues to be a great organization. Tell us a little bit, though, about the players, the New York seniors football that were due to play Galway tomorrow.
Well, obviously, this was probably a changing year for us. So we have a tremendous amount of young Irish Americans who have come up through the ranks and have proven that they're capable to the top level. So I think this is probably an important opportunity for them, but we've missed it now, unfortunately. But they will be 2021, because we had a large number of young Irish Americans were stepping up and involved in this team, the 2020 team. So I think we've grown so much here through the minor board ranks that we've proven that we're capable of training them into being top athletes, which they are to begin with, even in other sports. So they've proven that. So it's an opportunity for us to gel them with guys from Ireland who are here legitimately, some of them, to join in with them and make this a New York County team. And that's our goal here, is to continue that, because we're struggling because of immigration, as well as what's going on right now with the COVID-19. So it's great to see the young Irish Americans becoming part of this at the top level.
Now, Tommy, let me ask you about the Irish Americans that indeed have absolutely, you know, moved in to fill that void, you know, since immigration has all but stopped from Ireland. Are they, are most of them children of immigrants who had a great yen for football and hurling? And is that where it starts?
I think the majority of them is like, you know, kids like mine, my age group, you know, we were both from Ireland, like my wife. My wife's from Galway. So, but there's lots of them from Irish American families. Both of them, both of their parents are Irish American, but they've just kept up, been involved with the sport. And I would say it's probably 50-50 where there's Irish Americans, both of their parents. But they've just come in and they want to be part of the heritage, and we're blessed to have that.
It's great, and as I say, it only again shows what we can do on very short notice. I don't know if there's ever been a run organized so rapidly to meet the needs of this occasion. 620 miles. How is that managed? What's the format there?
Well, it's basically technology at the moment where they're able to run. Guys made their commitment that they were going to run. So it's all combined till they reach 1,000 kilometers. And they were close to that right now in, here in Ranelagh's Island. So some guys, as I said, started running last night after midnight, which made it the 2nd of May. So they can run 5 miles, 10 miles, 2 miles, 3 miles. So it's a combined effort put together with the technology of the Fitbits. They have an app that does that, and it monitors itself. So it's technology right now. It's not like they're running a race from a 5K or a 10K or a marathon. It's a combined effort with all the team and the management to make a combined effort of 1,000 kilometers.
You know, I'm sure that there are lots of people listening to us today who are unaware of this and who still have time. The run is on. It'll last until tomorrow. What's the best way for those who would like to make a contribution even today into tomorrow to participate in this record historic run, of 1,000 kilometers?
Well, they can actually reach out and get the checks to the New York Gaelic Athletic Association, make them out to Shlanta, and we will be obviously doing our part to collect all of that and put it all into the one pot, as they say. So they can do it through the GAA. It's on the website also for Shlanta. There's many different ways they can go through the minor board, through the ladies board, or through the organizations we mentioned, you know, the Emerald Isle, the Ashling Center, United Irish Counties, and the New York Irish Center. So there's many different ways they can reach out through anybody in the GAA, or we're on the website also, the New York GAA. So there's many ways of doing it. If they want to find us, they'll find us. We would appreciate them.
All right. I'd also like to acknowledge, Tommy, that you are, you mentioned that you're an immigrant, as myself and many others. But you're actually from a place called Wine Gap, and isn't that near Carrick and Shore? County Water.
That's right. It's about 3 miles from Carrigantua. Yes.
Well, okay. Were there many immigrants, from Waterford to begin with? We know that west of the Shannon took first prize in immigrating, and that's a dubious distinction. Had to emigrate here. What about your neck of the woods?
Well, actually, there actually is quite a few. I mean, we have, through the years, we had a good association, the Waterford Association and the Waterford Hurling and Football Club. There's quite a lot from different parts of Waterford. We subscribe quite a few from my own family. I'm one of 11, and 8 of us have been here to this country at one time or another. So we supplied 8 out of my household. There's many in different parts of West Waterford. There's quite a few. We find each other when we come here. So we had quite a few from Waterford, but nothing like the Corks, the Kerrys, the Mayos, the Leitrims, and the Galways. Yeah. Not as many as that, maybe fortunately, I guess. But there's quite a few people here from Waterford over the years, yes.
And did most of them come to the New York area, or were they spread out?
Now, Waterford people seem to have come to New York. I guess that's what had happened. Some people go to Boston and their friends follow, but Waterford people seem to be mostly came to New York at that time.
Thanks for joining us. And again, this is not one more event. This is an historic event. We want to indeed congratulate, all the participants today taking on a 1,000 kilometer, that's a 620-mile run in aid of Sláinte. And the website is Sláinte.com, the GAA website. Tommy, the GAA website?
Yeah, that's the New York GAA.
Okay.
I think that's on
New York.
I would like to mention two things, Adrian, before we finish. I would like to sort of publicly congratulate, and we're so proud of him, that Larry McCarthy, who was recently elected president of the GAA back in February, we're extremely proud of Larry to be the next president of the GAA in Ireland. And finally, what I would like to close with on my behalf is that to sympathize with the victims of the COVID-19 and their families. Excuse me. Because I work in a hospital in White Plains, so I see this firsthand, so... Excuse me, I'm a little bit emotional on this one. But we'd like to thank the doctors and the nurses and the aides and the cleaning people.
And so Tommy, I just want to say, I'm glad that you mentioned all of the others who get very little credit, those who clean, those who keep all the maintenance workers, all of those, sometimes we flip over those, and that's not taking anything away from the doctors, from the nurses, from the aides, from, all of the staff, but very, very important that we recognize that the hospitals could not, and nursing homes and frontliners could not do what they do without those on the sidelines who get very little credit and again have equal risk. It's something. God bless all of them and yourself too. Okay.
Yes. Thank you very much, Adrian, and I appreciate shining a light on the conversation we had today. And it was very nice talking to you, all right?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Say hello to John, too. And all
yes, I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Bye.